T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now, Morgan and Bill, the Q Morning Show. I didn't experience any weather, anything bad driving in this morning, did you?
You didn't?
No, did you?
It was horrible.
Oh, really?
It was really bad.
Okay.
I was mad.
I rolled in a little after 5 this morning. Nothing was happening, and since then, I guess we have lake effect snow.
Oh my gosh, I was so mad.
Someone texted in and said that 90 eastbound was like a sheet of ice.
Yeah, the whole entire way, I probably went 50.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it was bad.
Once again, I luck out by just...
being on the west side?
Yeah, well, not on the west side, but just waking up so early, and I'm just like, I might as well just go to work.
Missing it, yeah.
And I missed driving in hazardous weather conditions this morning. So the Stanley Cup. I guess it also, among its many different properties.
It's the hot commodity right now.
It holds a ton of coffee. That's what I like about it. And it fits conveniently in your coffee mug thing, your cup holder.
Yes.
It could also save your life.
What do you mean by that?
Well, according to a woman named Rachel, who lives in Steubenville, Ohio.
Oh, no way. We should get her on the show.
She claims that her Stanley Cup saved her life. She made this claim on TikTok. She says that her Stanley Cup kept her from getting hit by a stray bullet
that
was shot through her home.
What?
She talks about how it was a freak accident, but she was at home with her fiance, and then all of a sudden, they heard about 7 or 8 gunshots, one really loud bang. It came into the house, ricocheted off her Stanley Cup, and went flying through the room and went into the kitchen.
Oh my gosh.
She said the cops were there. They collected the bullet. And she says she may not be alive today if it weren't for her Stanley Cup.
Now, listen to me, people. Don't try that at home. Do not get your Stanley Cup out and try to be dodging all these bullets. This was just a freak accident, and we don't need to read another story about this.
Yeah, that's something like in old school radio, we might test that theory.
Right.
You know, I don't own a gun, so... I didn't bring it into work this morning. So
no, we're not doing that.
Also, I think that Rachel in Steubenville should start looking for another place to live. That's another thing.
Yeah, how
that
was that a freak accident? Oh, 8 or 9, didn't she say?
7 or 8 gunshots.
Goodness.
Morgan says that there is drama within the Cyrus family.
Oh, there's major drama. And we knew there was drama on Billy Ray's side of things. Him and Miley are kind of estranged right now. But we just learned that there's also some major drama with Mama Tish.
Oh, no.
And daughter Noah. Like, major drama.
Let's get into this next. It's the Q Morning Show, Q104. Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. Morgan and Bill, we are the Q Morning Show. You know, with the celebrities, I can take the breakups and the divorces because that happens all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But when the celebrities, when there's fighting within the family.
Yeah,
those,
it's sad.
Those are the stories that really bother me because I believe that it's family over everything.
Yeah.
But here I am projecting my views on to what's going on with the Cyrus family. But what is happening within the Cyrus family right now?
Okay, so we knew that there were cracks in the family, but we really didn't know why. You know, the most recent thing that happened when Miley Cyrus won her Grammy for Flowers, she thanked everyone except for her dad, Billy Ray Cyrus. And she even said, like, did I forget anyone? Nope. You know, so it was very pointed. It was very intentional.
Yeah.
And some fans think it was because Billy Ray married one of Miley's co-stars from her days on Hannah Montana. Now, this woman was of age when Billy Ray met her. She was in her early 20s, so I don't like want that rumor to get out there. But still, that was like the first little red flag that we saw when it came to the Cyrus family. Miley has stuck by her mom, but now we're hearing about something that happened between her mom, Tish, and her daughter, Noah, Miley's sister. You know Noah, right?
Yeah, she had, well, I mean, just because she had that hit song a few years ago.
Yeah.
I don't really know much about her personal life, but.
Yeah, you know, she is an artist, and she always has said that she has struggled being in the shadow of Miley, which I feel like any younger sister would feel that, especially if you want to get into the entertainment industry as well. But what is being reported by Us Weekly is that Tish Cyrus, the mom, stole Noah's boyfriend and then married him.
Oh.
Tish is married to this guy, Prison Break actor Dominic Purcell. And now it's come out that Noah was actually dating him first and that Tish pursued him knowing that her daughter Noah was with him. And that's why people were wondering why Noah was not at their wedding, Tish and Dominic's wedding. And that might be why.
Oh, that's terrible, too. So basically, Miley and Noah are just wondering why their parents can't look elsewhere when they want to date.
I mean, I guess so. Yeah, it seems like they're going through something not entirely similar, but same situation as where you're like, what are you doing? So this is crazy. I mean, of course, the Cyrus family are denying it, but like, would they ever say that it was true? Probably not.
Oh, no.
If it was true. So, yeah, I mean, it's just so interesting. We're like, yeah, what's going on with them? And then we didn't expect to get like a 10-page book report on what's going on with the Cyrus family.
Right. I would love to see Miley and Noah's group chat right about now.
I don't think there is one. I don't think there is one when it comes to those two.
Oh, you don't think they're talking?
No, they're not.
Oh, they're fighting too?
The lines in the sand have been drawn, and they are very much so divided, yes.
I say what I'll say it again.
Don't say.
Incredibly sad.
I thought you were going to say, there you go.
No, not this time. Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. The Q Morning Show. Morgan and Bill, great to have you along this morning. I was sad to see about Richard Lewis yesterday.
Yes.
Bummed to see that that he passed away at the age of 76. It looks like it was a heart attack. He had been battling a bunch of health problems and most recently Parkinson's disease for the past few years. But he was... are you familiar with him that much, Morgan?
I know the show, Curb Your Enthusiasm, but I haven't ever watched it.
I think that's what he's best known for, probably Curb Your Enthusiasm, for making his guest appearances on Larry David's Curb Your Enthusiasm for the past 20 years. Here's a little bit of that.
I think it's the happiest I've ever been in my life.
I don't even know who I'm looking at right now.
How is something good happening to me?
No one on the planet would believe that you're happy.
How is this possible?
Well, I have better news for you. I'm leaving you in my will. I'm tweaking it, and you're in it.
No, don't do that.
It's done. You're in.
So I had the opportunity to meet Richard a few times, actually, when I was working in West Palm Beach. He would always stop into the radio show when he was in town to perform at the Improv or something like that. But the most memorable time that I met Richard was actually here in Cleveland.
Really?
It was the Q Morning Show, I want to say 2000 or 2001. This is when we were located in the Keith Building. And Richard came up and just always as nice as can be. Very generous with his time. He comes into the studio. We ask him, do you want anything? Do you want something to drink? He says, yes, I'd love some water. So I sent an intern to go get Richard some water.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess that inside the refrigerator in our break room, I guess there weren't any water bottles in there.
Okay.
At all. You should always keep a refrigerator stocked with water bottles because you never know who's going to drop by and they might need a water bottle. We didn't have any water bottles at that time. What we did have in the break room was one of those community jugs of water, the water cooler.
Yeah.
So you take the styrofoam cup and you pour water in there. So that's what the intern did because he couldn't find any water bottles. He just grabbed a styrofoam cup, filled it up with water, brought it back into the studio, and handed it to Richard Lewis.
And Richard Lewis didn't like that?
He did not like the cup of styrofoam water.
Yeah, He's I can't like, imagine that anyone really would.
He's like, what is this? What in the world is this?
Aw, poor intern.
It's like, I'm not drinking water out of this. How? You might have poisoned this. How do I know you didn't poison this water? I can't drink this. And he was just very funny. And I think I sent the intern to go somewhere to go find some bottled water.
Find a vending machine somewhere.
But yeah, sad to see about Richard Lewis. I think Larry David had the best quote yesterday. He said, talking about Richard, he said he had that rare combination of being the funniest person and also the sweetest. But today he made me sob. And for that, I will never forgive him.
Aw, that's sweet.
Group therapy this morning. We should get to that. Jessica has been wanting our help because she has had a run-in with her boss.
Okay.
There's been an incident.
Oh, gosh. Not an incident.
And Jessica's freaking out a little bit. She'll tell us what happened, and she's looking for our advice. Group therapy is next on the Q Morning Show.
Hold me, feel so holy.
Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now, Morgan and Bill, we are the Q Morning Show. Let's get into some group therapy right here. Jessica in Brunswick had something happen to her that I thought we could talk about.
Okay.
Because it's obviously on her mind. I think she's really bothered by what happened, and she wants to talk to somebody, and we are free.
Let's do it.
Jessica, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Okay. Tell us what happened to you. How are you?
All right. So I was listening to you guys talk about Zoom the other day.
Ugh.
And Morgan?
Yes.
I am with you, girl.
Okay, good. I thought you were going to call me out for hating Zooms.
No, I hate Zoom too. And like, of course, I'm listening to you one day and then this just happened like right after.
Like a Zoom thing? You're going to tell us about
Zoom?
Okay, so you're not...
Oh, yeah.
You don't need group therapy on Zoom in general. Something specific happened.
Yes, something specific with my boss.
Okay.
Okay.
So I had an 11 a.m. Zoom meeting with my boss. And, you know, I click the link, get him in the waiting room. And I'm just sitting there. And then it's 11:05, 11:10. He's not there. So I'm like, all right, well, maybe he forgot or he's busy doing something else. You know, things happen. So I'm slammed with work that I have to do for him, mind you. So I log off and go back to my work. And like, I don't know, 10 minutes later, my boss pings me and he's like, where are you? And I reply back, I was there waiting at 11 a.m. and I left at 11:10 when you didn't, you know, start the Zoom. So then he calls me and chews my ass out.
Oh, no.
What?
Right. He's like, when I call you, you sit there until I'm ready. It doesn't matter if I'm late or what I'm doing. You wait there until the meeting starts.
Oh,
it's going to
no.
be an immediate no for me. Immediately no. But continue.
He's really mad, right? Like, come on. And I don't know if he wrote me up or what, but now I'm just wondering, like, did I break some kind of Zoom etiquette that I don't know about or something? Like, I mean, come on, 10 minutes of just sitting around and waiting and doing nothing for like another 10, 20 minutes? Like, that seems insane. That's a giant waste of my time, and I'm supposed to be doing work for him.
Yeah, that's the thing, is that I feel like, based on his reaction, I feel like he's the type of boss that would then be mad at you for like turning in something late when you were really only late because you had to wait for him for 15 minutes to get on the Zoom. You know what I mean? Like, it just
exactly.
seems like he doesn't have any
yep.
respect for your time. He only wants people to respect his time. And I don't like that. Sounds like a bad boss, in my opinion.
Right. And, like, I've been thinking about it nonstop for days and, like, obsessing about it. And I just feel like I need some therapy over this.
Jessica, let me ask you this question. Have you ever had an encounter like this with your boss before? Like, have you always known that he will go from 0 to 60?
Yeah, he does have a temper. Like,
okay.
For sure.
All right. You poor thing.
I know.
You're wondering if So you get chewed out by your boss, and then you're asking yourself, well, did I break some kind of Zoom etiquette? So you're thinking it's your fault.
I definitely don't think so. If a meeting is scheduled at 11, it should start at 11. And if your boss is going to be late, he should have the courtesy of texting you or something. Yeah, and saying, I'm going to be 10 minutes late.
Oh, my God. So, Jessica... I'm just playing devil's advocate, okay? That's all I'm doing, I promise.
Okay.
Like, I feel for you, but at the same, shouldn't Jessica have pinged the boss first? Instead of just leaving the Zoom meeting, shouldn't Jessica have pinged the boss and said, hey, I'm here for the 11 a.m., are you still coming? Like, shouldn't she have been proactive?
I don't think it's her responsibility to do that. I don't think it would have hurt the situation, but I don't think it's her responsibility to initiate the communication. If he's going to be late, he should be the one to tell her that.
Okay, let's get into this more, because I think calls on this will make Jessica feel better. 216-474-0104. Jessica's boss was 10 minutes late for the Zoom meeting. She just left the Zoom, didn't say anything else. Her boss was not happy about that, chewed her out like 20 minutes later. Did she do something wrong? Or is this just a problem with the boss? He was having a bad day. 216-474-0104. Your calls next. Catch me or go Houdini. Q104, Morgan and Bill. We're doing group therapy for Jessica. This happened recently, where she had an 11 o'clock Zoom meeting with her boss. She was there. She logged in. She was ready to go. Her boss never showed up. 10 minutes later, she just logged out of the Zoom and went on with her morning. 10 minutes after that, her boss called her up on the phone and chewed her out.
Yeah, it was not very nice to her.
And said, hey, where were you? And she said, I was there. I was there on the Zoom. You weren't there. And he's like, we had a meeting. You stay on the Zoom until I'm ready for you. Essentially, that's what he said.
Yeah, and so I don't like it.
She is not feeling great about herself right now. Sarah in Wellington. Sarah, good morning.
Good morning.
What were your thoughts on group therapy?
I feel like she should have messaged the boss, like you said, just to be a good employee, to show that she cares about the job, that she's there for the meeting. She wants to know why he's late. But I can understand that he probably shouldn't have yelled at her either, because he was late, but... at the same time, you have to take the initiative sometimes at work to show that you truly care about your job.
Yeah, that was my only thought, was that I think that she should have messaged him and said, hey, did this get rescheduled or something like that?
Yes, but I still don't think that that gives the boss the right to yell at her. I mean, it was a simple miscommunication. He could have said, hey, I'm sorry I was late. I still would have liked to have... had this meeting. You know, I feel like it's the communication that I'm not cool with. He was so mean to her. Seems toxic.
100%. I agree with you. But I also think that it's a reality when you have a job and you're working with so many different personalities, sometimes big personalities, sometimes large egos.
It shouldn't be, though.
And when that's your boss, I think that
you should have to deal with toxicity.
If you want that job, I mean, the fact of the matter is he's the boss and you're not.
Yeah.
And I think that you have to understand that, okay, I'm going to have to tiptoe around this guy a little bit more, and be proactive and send the text. Don't just leave the Zoom meeting and go on with your day.
I would be rethinking my employment if I were her.
Absolutely. If this was our boss, if this was Chase, and we had, let's say we had a Zoom meeting.
Yeah.
Would we just leave the meeting?
I think after like 15 minutes, I would definitely send a text.
See, we would. We would send a text to Chase.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not saying she should have sent a text, but she also doesn't deserve to get chewed out.
Nobody does. Nobody does.
So there we go.
Yeah. And it's really uncomfortable when Chase chews us out after our show, you know?
Did you hear that?
What? What did I say? There you go.
I said there you go.
Oh, there. You're not the one being fined for it, though.
I know, but it's now rubbing off on me.
I have. So if you weren't listening to the show earlier this morning, I have put a self-imposed fine on myself.
Yeah.
If I ever say the words, there you go, because I will use those words as a transition to get from one place to another.
Right.
Right. And So we have a Q Morning Show mug in here, and it's already filled. It's already up to $6 in cash.
Because you say, there you go.
Right. So if I ever say it again, you call me on it.
Yeah.
You text the show, you call the show, I will put another dollar into that mug, and then someday down the line, we'll give away that mug full of cash.
Well, now you got me saying it, so.
Right. But you're not the one being fined, so you're in the clear.
Okay, I'm biting my tongue.
Totally fine for you. Battle of the Burbs on the way, 7:50 this morning, Q104.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. Morgan and Bill, the Q Morning Show. A rough ride into work this morning with this pop-up lake effect snow that hit, it must have been right around 6 o'clock this morning, maybe a little bit earlier than that. But thank you so much for having us along. So, Justin Timberlake and NSYNC getting back together. It feels like that's all we were talking about just a few weeks ago.
There was all this speculation, you know, there would be like an interview snippet here where they were all like, yeah, 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 we want to. And then Justin would be like, yeah, we're going to. And then nothing.
We had dreams. We had aspirations of a reunion tour.
Yeah, because, I mean, we did get the one song for the Trolls movie, but hot take. I don't even know if it's a hot take, but it was a flop. Yeah, that song flopped.
Wasn't great. But there might be another NSYNC song. That's what Justin Timberlake was hinting at.
Oh, whatever.
You don't think...
I'm over him.
Well, this one can be proven, though.
Can it?
Yeah, because Justin was promoting his new album, Everything I Thought It Was, which drops fairly soon. I don't know. I don't remember exactly what date. But one fan asked him on TikTok, blink twice if NSYNC is on a song called Paradise, which is on his new album.
Okay.
And Justin double blinked. So that's proof, right?
Okay.
I mean, how can you deny that? How can you take it back?
But the last thing that I heard or saw from Justin Timberlake was that NSYNC was singing background vocals on a song. Like, that's not the same thing, right?
Not a true NSYNC song.
No. And it's annoying.
And then Chris Kirkpatrick, I guess, was on the TikTok session as well, and he posted two eye emojis on Justin's post. So that further cements that this could be a reality.
Imagine Justin Timberlake making his former bandmates sing background vocals for his solo project. Like, it does not get more narcissistic than that.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. I mean, it's not what NSYNC fans are hoping for, because
right,
it's Justin's album. He's already released two songs from the album. And, oh, there might be an NSYNC song. I mean, if the NSYNC song was so huge, that's the first thing they would have gone to. That's
they would have led with that.
Yeah, that's the first song they would have dropped. That is not happening.
I'm over it. He's just using it for clout at this point. He knows that Britney fans are so mad at him and ruining his comeback moment. So what can he do? He can use this marketing ploy to get people excited about it again.
All right. Well, we're not going to fall for it.
We're not falling for it.
Battle of the Burbs is on the way. We have Sam Hunt tickets, a 5-question trivia challenge. It's brought to you by Self.Inc. Battle of the Burbs is next.
In Northeast Ohio, we proudly rep our suburbs, but there can be only one winner in the land. Battle of the Burbs on the Q Morning Show.
Battle of the Burbs brought to you by Self.Inc. Let's find out who's playing today. First, we have Alan in Willoughby. Alan, good morning.
Good morning.
I'm going to assume that you're not on 90 right now if you're calling us to play Battle of the Burbs.
I am not on 90. Luckily, I am not.
Okay, yeah, we heard that's a mess this morning. As far as your challenger, that's Ashley in Olmsted Falls. She is safe this morning because she's ready to jump into bed.
That's very true.
Ashley pulled another all-nighter last night.
Oof, I don't know how you do that, Ashley.
Me either, sometimes.
Thank you very much. Where do you work overnight?
I work in Strongsville.
Okay, as a nurse.
In the city of Strongsville, yes.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. So hopefully, for you, you can win Battle of the Burbs and then go to sleep.
That's the plan.
Good luck to you as well, Alan. Let's play.
Yeah, thanks. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I was like, we can't be showing favorites over here.
Yeah, leave me out, yeah.
All right, Ashley, Alan, your name is your buzzer. It's a best of five question trivia challenge. Here we go with question number one. Which electric car company is known for its Model S, Model 3?
Alan.
Ashley.
Tesla
is correct. Alan, the first one on the board. Question number two. Who was the second president of the United States?
Ashley?
Go ahead, Ashley.
John Adams?
John Adams is correct. Nobody ever knows who the second president is.
I didn't know.
We always know the first one. Okay, we're tied 1-1. Question number three. What is the highest color belt you can get in karate?
Alan. Black.
Black is correct. Alan, if you get this next question right, you will win. Question number four. Which pop star is known for hits like Can't Stop the Feeling and Cry Me Alan for the win?
Justin Timberlake.
Smashed it, Alan.
All right. Oh, Ashley.
You hung up on her. That was rude.
So sorry, Ashley.
I know. The finger slips.
Sleep well. Alan, congratulations.
I appreciate it, Morgan and Bill.
You're going to see Sam Hunt.
Oh, yay.
Love that.
It sounds like you didn't even know that.
No, I did. I've been listening to you guys every morning.
Thank you so much. It's Q104. Something I'm made for. Q104. 90s, 2000s, and now, Morgan and Bill, the Q Morning Show. Good morning. It has just been brought to my attention that I've been volunteered for something.
What's that?
And now I have plans for tomorrow night.
Oh, gosh.
My son, Will, at his school, at his middle school, they're having, in Rocky River, they're having Maroon and White Night.
Okay.
Tomorrow night. And it's basically a fun night for the kids. There's a DJ. They have carnival games. I think they have a casino room. All kinds of fun stuff for the kids tomorrow night.
And so you have to be a chaperone?
Yeah.
And who volunteered you for that?
That would have been Paula. She signed me up to be a security guard.
Nice.
So it looks like for 2 hours tomorrow night, I have to stand by a door.
Nice.
And as far as I know, that's it.
And people watch.
People watch what? I guess what I'm doing is keeping kids from wandering around the school.
Yeah.
Or people coming inside.
Because I used to do that. Like, during the eighth grade dance and all those types of things, I would do that all the time. Me and my friends being rebels, we'd just sneak out and roam the halls. I don't know why we did that. Well, it's not like we were doing anything else besides just walking around the school, but we thought we were so cool.
Well, thank you for telling me that, because I'm going to be on the lookout for that now.
You are important. That job is important. You need to be there.
Hey, you kids!
Why am I envisioning you just chasing after your children, like, with a flashlight running through the hallways of the school? I don't know.
That's what I should do. I should dress up in costume. I should get, like, a security guard outfit.
You should get one of those mall scooters.
Right. I should try to look like Paul Blart.
Paul Blart, yeah, that would be awesome.
I would totally embarrass my son if I was dressed up as Paul Blart.
That's the point, man. Embarrass your kids while you can.
I don't know. Yeah, 2 hours by myself. Hopefully I'm not by myself.
Yeah, I was going to say, surely there's at least one other person that's going to be with you.
Yeah, this sounds like a two-man job. Watching a door sounds like a two-man job, if only that I have someone else to talk to for those 2 hours.
Oh, gosh, though. If it was me, I would hate being stuck 2 hours with somebody I don't know. Oh, my gosh, never.
What if it's someone I know?
Well, that's good then, at least.
What if it's another dad?
You should recruit Paula. You should return the favor.
She should be my security guard co-companion.
Yeah. Do you think she would appreciate that?
It would be like a date night for us.
Yeah.
Be the closest thing to a date night that we've had in a long time.
How you have to position it. Honey, guess what? We're going on a date.
I should set up like a little table and chairs.
Yes. Some candles.
Yeah, candles.
I love it. I love that idea.
Again, and something else that would embarrass my son at his function tomorrow night.
See? So we're not dreading it anymore, are we?
No, we are not. Morgan is in the... Oh, my God. I'm just looking at more pictures of...
I know. It's wild
the
outside.
Roads this morning. Like, we're stuck in our little room here, and I've been here since 5. Morgan's been here since 6. We really have no idea what's going on outside, but I see cars just at the side of the road and people stuck in traffic right now. So sorry that you're dealing with that this morning. Thank you for having us on. Morgan is in the middle of moving.
Yes.
This is the week. Tomorrow, I guess, is the big moving day.
Yeah, tonight is my last night in my apartment.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Wow, how exciting.
I know.
And as Morgan has been packing up her apartment this week, she has discovered some items.
Yes.
And now she's wondering what to do with said items.
Yeah, I'm in a bit of a pickle.
One would say get rid of them immediately. Or maybe you wouldn't say that.
Right.
Let's get into this next. It's the Q Morning Show.
Because it's all in my head.
Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. Morgan and Bill, good morning. So how long has it been, Morgan, that you've lived in the apartment that you are moving out of this week?
Oh, gosh. It's been like 6 years.
It's a long time in one place.
I know. Because I lived in one apartment and then I moved across the hall in the same building. Uh-huh. So I've been in the same building for 6 years. It's the only place I've ever lived besides my parents' house.
That could be very emotional.
Yeah, it's bittersweet, you know? I'm going to miss my landlord, Cleto, my 92-year-old Italian landlord who brings me tomatoes and lettuce every other week from the garden. I'm going to miss him, but it's time, you know? It's time to move on, and it's time to get my first house with my husband.
So Morgan is feeling nostalgic this week as she's making her last memories in her old place, ready to move into her new place, and she's packing up, and you discovered what... while you were packing.
I'm scared.
Why?
Because I don't want people to, like, yell at me.
What? I don't think this is necessarily controversial.
Well, I think... okay, I found a bunch of old sweatshirts and t-shirts from previous relationships of mine, right? That I've just held on to forever. The problem is, and where I think people might not be pleased with me, is that I kind of want to keep them.
Well, it seems like you already have kept them.
Right? I mean, I have. But I also haven't worn them in a while. I found them, like, stuffed in the back.
Okay, that way back in the closet.
Yeah. Like, you know, I have, like, 15 different sweatshirts. I only have, like, 5 or 6 in my direct vision at all times. But I found these ones, and, like, some women out there will relate, that there is nothing... like a guy's hoodie. And the fact of the matter is that my husband, David, and this is no shame to him whatsoever, but he does wear his clothes tighter than I wear my clothes.
Yes. David has the physique to pull it off.
So I want the oversized baggy sweatshirts that came with some of my previous relationships.
But since you found them in the back of your closet, it's not like you're wearing them on the regular.
I know, but as soon as I saw them, I was like, why am I not wearing these on the regular? They're so big and comfy and cozy and honestly, like, vintage, you know, because it's been 10 years since I've had a relationship that wasn't with David.
All right, let's get into this. 216-474-0104. I think the answer is simple. But maybe I'm looking at it from a guy's perspective. I will say this. I am outraged that you stole those hoodies from your ex-boyfriends.
I mean, I didn't steal them. It's not like they ever asked for them back.
Maybe they never had the opportunity.
He doesn't even know that they were missing. Let's be completely honest.
Maybe they never had the opportunity to get their hoodies back because you're ghosting them. Maybe that's why.
Maybe. I mean, all of my ex-boyfriends broke up with me, so I wasn't ghosting anybody. But I want to keep them. Do you think that's bad?
216-474-0104. That's the question. Morgan's got these hoodies. She's married now.
It sounds so bad when you put it like that.
Miley Cyrus on Q104.
That's because I used to be young.
Q104, Morgan and Bill, the Q Morning Show. We're talking about how Morgan is packing up her old place, ready to move into the new house that she's rented with David within the next couple of days. And as she's cleaning out her closet, she found some old hoodies that have sentimental value.
I mean, they don't really, though. And I think that's why I'm trying to convince myself, because these hoodies are from previous relationships that I've had. But they don't hold any sentimental value to me anymore.
They're not relationship souvenirs.
No, I just want to keep the hoodies because they're big and comfortable. And my husband wears clothes that are too tight.
Okay. So we're talking about what should Morgan do? What is the right thing to do with these hoodies? She should never have taken them in the first place, but that's neither here nor there.
That's why the relationship didn't work out.
Jessica and Akron, good morning.
Hello.
What should Morgan do with the hoodies?
Keep them.
Yes! Okay, tell me why.
So one of my ex-boyfriends, I stole his athletic shorts.
Okay.
And my husband now wears them.
No.
Really? He likes them that much?
What? Well,
if it's quality clothing and you're comfortable in it, who cares?
That's my thought. Like, who cares?
Okay, well, that's my whole thought on this thing. I say who cares as long as David doesn't have a problem with it.
Right.
If David had a problem with you having all of these hoodies, these reminders from old relationships, then yeah, I'd get rid of them.
I mean, he doesn't know, though. I can't, like, hold up the hoodie and be like, hey, by the way, this one was from Mark. Can I keep it or throw it away?
Let's see what Amanda in Middleburg Heights has to say. Amanda, good morning.
Good morning.
What are your thoughts on these hoodies?
So I think you should ask David if he cares. And if he does care, what you can do is donate the old hoodies. And then while you're there, go get new ones.
Okay, that's not a terrible idea. I just don't know how to have that conversation. Like, do I walk up to my husband and say, hey, by the way, I have all these sweatshirts from my exes. Can I keep them?
I would just say, hey, when we were moving, I found these in the back of the closet. I like my sweatshirts a little bit bigger. If you're cool with this, I'll keep them. If not, we can just go switch them out.
Okay.
It makes me have anxiety. Even just listening to you say it back, I have anxiety.
I have so many ideas of what you should do with these hoodies.
Okay, tell me.
Here's idea number one. You should bring them all in, and then you should come up with a list of all your ex-boyfriend's names. And then we play the hoodie match game with your ex-boyfriends, and you have to match up the hoodie with your ex-boyfriend.
Okay.
Or idea number two, and this would be so much more fun, if we call...
No.
Each ex-boyfriend.
No, absolutely
and
not.
And ask them if they want their hoodie back.
Absolutely not. I don't even have their numbers anymore.
That's the right thing to do, Morgan.
All of them probably still have me blocked anyway, so it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen.
It's the right thing to do.
It's not going to happen.
Do you want your hoodie back?
You can reach out to them. You're not blocked. I am.
I would love to. I would also like to someday find out why you're blocked from your ex-boyfriend.
I never had a great breakup. Let's just be honest.
Oh, my God.
I know.
Blocking Morgan Penelope Wright. It's the Q Morning Show, Q104.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof?
Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.